another dating disaster.
A show that discusses what a disaster dating can be once you hit your 30s. Candace Lauren and Kimmy So Brooklyn will share their insights, stories, and humor while keeping faith in one day walking down the aisle. Pray for them, y'all.
What up, what up, everybody? Kimmy So Brooklyn here.
It's your girl, Candace Lauren.
And another episode of Another Dating Disaster is on your way. And Candace, I feel like you had something that was on your mind recently.
Yeah, girl. So the buzz on social media is that a man without a passport is a turnoff. How true is that for you, Kim?
So one, let's say it doesn't necessarily have to be a deal breaker, but it definitely is a whole turnoff. Like, how do you, I don't know, like, how does it not interest you to go and see how, you know, the rest of the world lives, looks, you know, what, like, I feel like without that desire to want to go see the world, like, you're just living a blah life. Like, nothing excites you, nothing interests you. You don't care about, you know, climbing Mount Kilimanjaro or, you know, seeing the black sands of, you know, like, so it's just kind of, you know, for me, depending on, you know, obviously what your priorities are, I'm just like, yeah, it's a whole turnoff for me, definitely. What about you?
You know what, honestly, like I was telling you a couple of weeks ago, I'm sort of a late in life passport user. So for me, it's totally understandable if you don't have a passport. But for me, it would be, are you willing to get one? You know, as a person who now has only begun to explore traveling around the world, it is something that excites me. But I don't know if I will walk away from a good man if you don't have a passport. Now, I might fill it out for bae, and if bae don't want me to fill it out, then that's different. But it's not for me to just totally walk away from a guy that don't have a passport. I mean, you know, sometimes you got to build a man, you know, build a bear, build a man.
I'm dead. No, but sorry. But I mean, that actually makes sense. I wouldn't ever suggest that you would walk away from somebody just because of that. But again, it depends on how important it is to you. So like, even as a new traveler, like, if you are somebody that wants to be able to go out, like, is he willing to do that with you? Like, for me, listen, I'm Caribbean. Like, we've had passports since birth. Cause when I tell you going away for the summer back to Jamaica or to whichever island, like, we've always had passports. So I never really thought about it. I've always looked at it from like a privilege perspective, which isn't necessarily fair. So I know for me, that's how I was saying for me, I'm like, how do you not have one? Like, where do you go? But again, I had to have one because most of my family was still over there, you know? So, you know, there's that. But, you know, we just have to think about, we are not the same person, right? So just like you grew to be the person you are in traveling, the same thing with, like you said, you're not going to walk away from a guy because he might grow to love to travel with you. You know what I'm saying? So absolutely don't walk away from no guy just because, you know, he doesn't have it. Some people on social media can be harsh.
Exactly. I mean, the memes, the comments are brutal. I mean, we're really literally walking away from potentially great guys over little things such as green boxes and an application to get a passport. It's just not something I'm willing to do in my mid to late 30s, so to speak.
Right.
But I do get what you're saying. You do want to, you know, be with somebody who has a similar interest as you, especially traveling, because, I mean, girl, you know about the vacations.
Oh my God.
I've seen the pictures. This is the summer of vacations, and everyone on my timeline is somewhere booed up with these professional level looking Instagram pictures.
Oh my gosh, I know. It's like, oh, just let me get one. Listen, people out here, just they're happy with just a sneaky link. But yes, but I mean, to be out on a full out vacation with the pictures and the, you know, beautiful drinks and the water and like, and of course your man, like, how much better can it get, so to speak? You know, like, it's dope. But then, you know, some people be just trying to do it immediately. And I'm like, okay, you got to chill out, you know.
You know, that's what I always wonder too. Like, how soon is too soon for a vacation? I mean, because to your point, there are people out there doing sneaky links, and is a sneaky link considered a vacation, or is that just I mean, a fun weekend, or
it could be, but yo, like, why not start with a precation? Like, why people always want to just jump and go to some foreign lands with somebody that you barely met? So to answer your question, how soon is too soon? It's like, man, there's some things you got to find out about people first. Like, you know, I've lost you know friends and people that you thought you won't be with forever, because of their travel etiquette or their travel style. So there's certain things you got to do. And like I said, the precation, like, maybe keep it local real quick and see how that goes. You know, we in New York, so maybe something upstate.
You need to be able to get back to New York as quick as possible with the precation. Look, if I need to get back on the megabus, I'm back on the megabus.
So that's even a good point. Somebody that's willing to hop on a megabus versus the Amtrak, or versus, you know, the flight to Philly or the flight to upstate New York, or like, you're going to sit and suffer through 10 hours on a bus. It's like, wait a minute. Already, you might not be on the same page as somebody else. So these are the things that you need to know. So yes, stay close. Go to the Poconos, go to Atlantic City, and see if, you know, the person, you know, when they go out, they walk around the hotel barefoot, and you might hate that, or, you know.
So are you defining what I like to call vacation etiquette? Is that what we're talking about right now?
You have to listen. Some people are, there's certain things you just got to figure out, and you need to do it early. Like, sometimes, even though you're in a, what is it? Like, you can be in an all-inclusive with your homegirls, right? So you're feeling like you're closed in, and then one of your homegirls wants to go to one of those clubs that's still inside the hotel, and she leaves at 2 a.m. Do you just let her leave, or do you go with her? Like, you know, it's so certain things you need to know. Like, is he going to leave you on the beach by yourself all day? Is he going to sit with you and suffer through it if that's, you know, what he doesn't like? So, you know, there's things that I think that you would like to know about people when they go on vacation. Are they messy? Like,
oh, my gosh. Cool? Yes, yes. Yeah. And as a messy vacationer, listen, bae, look, I'm just going to throw the clothes in a bag. Nothing's going to be folded. I'm going to figure outfits out when I get there.
Ooh, my nail. That is like chalk on a nail board, on the chalkboard for me. Nails on the chalkboard. I'm like, oh, I need everything packed, coordinated. I even unpack when I get places. So people, that whole first day is me unpacking, putting the suitcase away so I can feel like I am where I'm supposed to be. I do not live out of my suitcase at all. So yeah, there's certain things like that. Like, you got to know.
But I think for me, the biggest, I guess, or probably the most anxious thing about vacations for me is having the conversations about money. I mean, vacations can add up when you start to pack on, you know, trips, upgrades, first class, economy, and then when you start to add on the add-ons in the hotel and excursions. So do you have the conversations beforehand, or...
Well, you're not going to find out when you get there, are you? That's going to be terrible.
I mean, there's a lot of women on Instagram that wing it. They go to Miami and they don't have a flight back to New York. So it happens.
Yo, how dangerous is that? Like, let me tell you, some people really got the balls out here. Like, I will not, nor will I ever. So even with that, though, like, you got to feel like, if I'm going to go out there, and if you're not even going to have the discussion because it's awkward or whatever else, you better be able to do what you got to do to get back twice. You know, God forbid something were to happen. I had a friend whose dude left her while they were away. And she didn't have any bread. Like, what? No, like, it's like, don't get me wrong. Like, they were together for a little bit, for a while. So, you know, it shouldn't have happened, but it did happen. And you weren't prepared. You know what I'm saying? So if you're just talking about having a vacation, like with somebody that you might've met 6 months ago, you do not know how people are when they get away or whatever. And if he got to come back and then you're stuck, can you imagine?
Oh, man. I mean, that's why I'm like, you know, it's uncomfortable. It's always uncomfortable talking about money with friends and family, and especially your boyfriend. But I mean, this shit is real. Like you said, I have seen on Instagram people go on these vacations and they're stuck. They don't have money or a hotel. Something goes wrong. I mean, do you try to get a separate room? It's just a lot to think about.
Right. And that's another question, right? Like, can you imagine you a dude or whatever else, and you think you're going with this girl, and she's like, oh, I thought I was getting another room. Like, wait, what? So there's certain things, like, you have to have these conversations. So yeah, money might be awkward, but like, work it in playfully. Like, okay, so when we get down there, what are you trying to do? You trying to get a rental? You trying to, how are we going to do this? You know, like, you have to have those conversations. You do not want to find out over there that, like, you are going there by yourself doing whatever. And money is uncomfortable. That's the nature of the place, you know, of what it is. It sucks, but it shouldn't be, but, you know, it just is what it is. So, but, you know, if it's already uncomfortable, can you imagine being away and it's uncomfortable?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. When the check comes, when it's time to pay for the excursion, you're who's looking at who? It's just, I don't know. It's a lot to go into it. That's why I think that, you know, if you're going to go on a vacation, you do need to have these conversations early on, or even like you said, start with the pre-cation. I mean, nothing wrong with a weekend in Connecticut or the Poconos or like a quick Groupon getaway deal. Shout out to Groupon.
Okay.
So I think, yes, I hear you. And then there are these other things that happen. Like you were saying, you know, is your partner adventurous? Like for me, I am a person who likes to go and mingle with the locals. Is your bae going to do the same thing or is he shot from the beach all day?
Exactly. Or is he going to be annoyed that you're talking to everybody, right? And then again, are you prepared to lose your bae on vacation because you sit and talk to everybody else? And then he's like, damn, why you got to talk to everybody all the time? And meanwhile, you're just being a friendly person. But then you see with him like, oh, so you one of those? Like, you know, you don't want me to do anything anywhere. Maybe he's super protective and you can't go anywhere because he's always like, oh, something's bad is going to happen or whatever else. So like, you can really learn a person when you travel with them. So you know, listen, vacation, I think, is where it gets real and you get to know who exactly you're dealing with. You know what I mean? And yes, if his style doesn't match yours, you can be screwed. You know what I mean? What if you want to post something on Instagram or you want to get a professional, like you said, photographer or whatever, come out then. And then he's annoyed every time, you know, he's like, oh, we got to take more pictures or, oh, we got to do this. Or you ask him to take a picture and he don't want to do it or he does it begrudgingly. Like, that doesn't make it.
That's a deal breaker for me. Forget the passport. If my bae don't know my angles, if he's zooming in on a roll, then that's turn off.
Exactly. And I mean, those are those things that.
Like, you knew what my face looked like when you snapped that photo.
Just delete it and try it again, damn it. Don't even let me see what it looked like. Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, there's so many. And again, I'm not saying your relationship is for social media, but if you are a person that happens to go out and you like a good picture or you like a good, you know, bae shot, then and he's not on board, then what? It's going to make it miserable for you, you know? Like, then you got to ask a stranger to take your picture and he's sitting right there, so then you're really looking stupid. Like,
like, why didn't you just have your man do it?
Right.
you know what I see a lot, too? I always see these vacation pictures where people put, like, a monkey over a face or a heart, and then there's that hashtag no face, no case. What is the purpose of that? Are these sneaky link vacations? I mean, what's going on with that?
Clearly, or they're trying to, I think there's only so much hiding you're going to do. If you got to put a face over somebody, then why would you even take that picture and post it? Maybe if you took the picture and kept it for your archives, but to keep it, post it.
And then add the hashtag, no face, no case. It's like, all right, you're down there fucking someone. I don't get it.
Right. Unless you met him down there and like, now you're just mad because you don't want to see like a hoe on IG. Like, stop it. We know.
The rumor is the no case, no faces is really for the girls who are getting flued out by, ugly people.
That's terrible. That is terrible. But golly, people will do anything to get flown out. But then I just don't get it. Like,
well, that's what getting flued out is, you know, it's usually by some sugar daddy man or someone with a 400-pound beer belly.
Right. Well, just take a picture of his elbow or something. Why you gotta put why you gotta do all that? Like, and then it's like, listen, and then there's just people again that do like to travel, which, you know, shout out to the solo travelers. Like, it doesn't necessarily have to be that it has to be a vacation, otherwise I'm not going nowhere. And I do know people like that. Like, that's like, oh, I want to go with somebody. And they will not go anywhere because they can't go with a dude. Like, come on.
I am 100% for the solo trip. You know, I just took my first solo trip this year, actually. Mm-hmm. And it was probably hands down one of the best experiences ever. Yeah. And I feel like everyone, every year, if they're financially able to do so, should take a solo trip. You learn so much about yourself. And one of the things that I really enjoyed about my solo trip was, you know, being able to do things at my own pace, you know. Yes. One of the luxuries was usually I'm on a vacation or a girls trip. And, you know, if the group consensus is Mexican food, then I'm stuck eating Mexican food.
Right.
Whereas on my solo trip, it's just like, you know what? I want a burger and I want a taco. I'm doing both. You know, I had that sort of freedom to move around and do things at my own pace and, you know, turn things down. If I didn't want to do it, I didn't do it.
Exactly. I've done the same thing. I've had many a trips. I'm like, yo, I'm about to go out. I went out, had a great time. The next day I'm like, I'm gonna do it again. Then I was like, you know what? I'm not, never mind. And then you just go and you have dinner somewhere and you can just enjoy that. A solo trip is super dope. You can meet new people, try new things. Again, like you said, at your own pace. It's amazing. And then I know that a lot of people are not even they're nervous about it, but there's no need to be, right? Like, you can listen, use your Google, use Airbnb experiences, change your Groupon destination or the location to the destination where you're going, even your dating apps, you know, change the location, meet some folks out there, use Meetup. Like, there's so many different ways to be social. You know what I mean? That, like, it doesn't even feel as though you're really solo on these solo trips, unless you really want to be. But for the most part, you can sit at a bar and talk to somebody and meet somebody or go to an event and find out what's going on.
On my solo trip, I set up a date. I mean, see? I took your advice and, you know, changed my settings on my dating profile. And, you know, look, I'm in Miami for the weekend. Let's touch base. Let's go to dinner. Let's grab drinks. So definitely I'm a new solo traveler, but it is something that I plan on doing again this year and, you know, really every year.
Yeah, no, listen, it's an awesome experience. It's an awesome experience too to even, like, staycations are cool. And I think that staycations are necessary in the sense that they allow you to just kind of like be at home and just relax. But a solo trip is dope because you can go somewhere new. Like, you know what I mean? Like, at least you feel like you've left home and left whatever might be stressing you out. But again, you're actually relaxed because there's no itinerary if you don't want one. You know, there's nobody that you have to answer to, like you said. You just do whatever you want, however you want. And it's, you know, an ocean in front of you or something beautiful in front of you that, or something that you can appreciate in front of you, you know? And it's, I think it's that in itself is a good trip. And I think more people really, like you said, should get into it. Like, there's nothing to be scared of. You know what I mean?
I think there's still that anxiety. I mean, like, you know, I mean, I literally had anxiety on my first solo trip. I didn't know what to expect.
What's your first? Yeah.
And I think a lot of women and men have that same anxiety about, you know, being alone or sometimes even out of the country. But to be honest, it wasn't until I read an article on XO Nicole, shout out to XO Nicole, on the benefits of taking a solocation. And I think it was an article where Tracy Ellis Ross, you know, talked about how she does several solocations every year and, you know, posts sexy pictures. And, you know, people are always asking, oh, who are you with? And she has sort of the luxury of replying back, you'll never know. But
right.
In reality, she's on her solo trip. It's funny because even when I was in Miami, I was posting all these bikini pics and people were like, oh, I didn't know you had a man. And I'm like, oh,
but how, no response. Right, but how terrible that that's the assumption. You know what I mean? Like, you are able to just travel. And on the safety tip, there's so many different ways to make sure that you're safe when you go away. I heard somebody say, like, if you're going out of the country, let your consulate know that you're here. You know, like, oh, by the way, in case anything pops off, there's an American on this soil. So, you know, keep me on the register. Or letting people know where you physically are staying before you leave and making sure you say, listen, if I don't check in by 11 o'clock, call me or da da da. This is where I'm supposed to be. You know, like, there's a lot of ways to make sure that you're safe when you're traveling also. So, you know,
I think that's a twofold though. I mean, I think, you know, for a lot of people, it's not only the, you know, anxiety of being alone or the safety. I also think a lot of people don't know how to be alone with themselves and be alone in their thoughts. And I mean, that's a deeper issue outside of the solocations and vacations. But, you know, some people just aren't comfortable with themselves. And a solo trip can be intimidating because you're really, you know, in a place where you're in tune to what you like, what you don't like, your thoughts. But I took it as an opportunity for me personally to, you know, eat, pray, reflect, sleep in. So I kind of took it as something that was a treat to myself.
Right. I feel like that was like your graduation. Like, okay, I think I can handle it. Like, I think a solo trip is like that good measure of, I need to be able to be by myself. Like, and I say that because obviously we are a singles dating kind of a podcast. So it's like, if you can't take that solo trip, ask yourself why not. You know what I mean? Like, what is it about you that you're not comfortable with even being by yourself? And if you're not even comfortable being by yourself, how can you think that you'll find comfort in another person?
You know? Right. Like, you won't get to the vacation.
Yeah.
That's the end goal.
Exactly. It's like, if you're not comfortable with you, is it fair? Like we've talked about before, is it fair for you to join in on somebody else's life and you're not ready to be by yourself? Like, if you don't make a good half, you think you want to jump and make somebody a whole? Like, not with that at all. So definitely think that you should be able to take the solo location and then, you know, maybe upgrade to the vacation, which is still, you know, dope. I live for the day when that's gonna be my regular thing. But, you know, if it's a sneaky link, it's a sneaky link.
You and your sneaky links. I mean, you know what, honestly, you and I were talking about this a little while ago too, but whether it's a solocation or even a vacation, you know, sometimes there's nothing wrong with that good old girls trip. I mean, you know, sometimes I do want to shake my ass in front of a bunch of strangers and take shots all night with my girls and, you know, have the luxury to wear slutty outfits and just walk around like I'm a 40-year-old Meg Thee Stallion.
Yeah. Listen, and then just doing it. Like, not every place is for everybody. Not every place is supposed to be by yourself. Not, you know, I can't imagine just being like, you know what, I'm gonna go to Vegas by myself. Like, sure, shout out to anybody that's out there that wants to, but I definitely am with you. If I can get 10 of my girlfriends and we have a good time in Vegas, that's what we are going to do. Trust me, we're about to go and F everything up. So yeah.
And then it's also like you said, certain cities that you know you want to go and shut shit down. Like, you want to be in Puerto Rico 5 or 10 bad women deep, you know.
I know what you was on.
In Miami, you know what I mean? You want to just have a section where you're just sitting pretty with all of your girls at STK dropping money.
Period. And, you know, right, dropping money like some drug dealers, period. Right? Like, that's it. Like, that's
you know, and men do the male trip too. I mean, let's not forget about how men will go on a trip with no itinerary, no nothing planned, just a bunch of money and a hookah and have a great fucking time. And men are good for that too.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Right.
Like, at least our girls should. We'll have an itinerary. We'll have restaurants in mind or excursions. Men will just show the fuck up.
Right.
And come back 7 days later, 10.
Right.
And never share details of what happened on a trip either. Right. Like, you never know what men everywhere. Do. They all just come back like, we had a good time.
Right. It's Vegas everywhere. It don't matter if they're in Vegas or out of Vegas. It's the same principle. Whatever we did, we don't really know. Like, they're not trying to figure out where the good Instagram shot is. They just like, nope, where the women at?
Exactly, exactly. No itinerary, no nothing. And, you know, it's always funny when I'm on a plane and there's guys taking a trip. You'll see them, no matter what time the flight is, they're already starting the morning off with Jack Daniels and Coke.
Okay.
And you were just like, okay, for the boys trip. And, you know, I just... It's the same with the girls' trip. I don't know if we have that same level of...
Oh, no, we do. Girl, stop.
Energy.
Yes, we do. We just call them mimosas and we because it's a prettier name. But yeah, well, girl, we on the same type of time. Every time you went anywhere, you start drinking at like 9 in the morning.
Yeah, that is so true. That is so true. Champagne for breakfast.
Exactly. Right. We just do it cuter with our pinkies up. But we doing the same thing. We all have the same mentality. We out here trying to have a good time. And I think that's a really good... just point, like, we're all just trying to have a good time. And like, there's different times and you need that solo location. There's times when you crave or want the vacation. And there's times when you're just trying to kick it with your girls. You know what I mean? So, but I think that I think a healthy travel appetite incorporates all three of those things.
You know what I mean? That's a good point. Yeah, you need to be able to travel with different groups and travel by yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was another thing too, the group trips. Shoot, when do you have the vacation with the group trip? Like, when is that? Oof. And
you know me personally, I would prefer to do a couple's trip over a vacation. I mean, I always think that, you know, after a couple of days, bae gets old. I need some new energy to switch things up, some new activities going on. I mean, can we really have sex every day, all day? Like, I'm going to need to do something standing.
What?
Okay, sneaky link.
No. But the thing is, I was thinking about it, like, that's just more people to try to appease. So, you know, you start getting into what makes, you know, what do they want to do? What kind of, you know, this, you know, energy do I need to have? Because they're very hyper at 8 a.m. versus some people that might be a drag at 8 a.m. or whatever else. But, I mean, of course, those are all, you know, things that you deal with. But I think at that point, when you start getting into couples trips, you've already had, like, couples dinners, you know, couples nights at the rest, you know, at the house, so you can tell, you know what, this is not going to be a good idea if we take it across the water, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I agree. Because the worst thing that can happen is you're on a couple's trip with a couple you barely met or it's the first time hanging out and they're arguing all weekend. I mean, it's Aruba. Like, I don't want to deal with that with my man. you figure that out, sis.
Yeah, because like, I can't help you, boo. I'm looking at the water. I'm looking past you at this point. I can't help.
Mm-mm. Well, there it is. I'm excited. I mean, like I said, I've been on my timeline and seeing all kind of vacations and solo trips and girls trips. And I think it's really different this year because we were in COVID last year. A lot of people were nervous to fly. And now I see that people are out and traveling everywhere, every weekend, and just really shutting down Miami, Aruba, Puerto Rico, Jamaica. Shout out to everybody everywhere having fun. Like Kip said, whether it's
pictures and videos while they're doing it, because I am just in awe of it. I think it's beautiful. I love seeing us with these beautiful shots and our men and like all these reels and TikToks, and it's just amazing. I love to see it.
So there it is. Before we close out, I gotta ask you, Kim, what's up on your travel plans? What you got going on?
Listen, I'm trying to get some links going. No. I'm going to have to see what the IG looking like in a couple of weeks. But no, I mean, I have a couple trips planned. I still haven't figured out the birthday one yet, but, you know, we'll see.
You know what that reminds me too? I actually seen a meme the other day that was saying, I'm going to go on a trip now. I'll just meet me a bae down there. Is that considered the sneaky link, or is the sneaky link somebody you kind of know? Or
it could be both. I feel like it could be both. Right? Because you're linking up sneakily down the hill with somebody you don't know. It definitely could be both, I think.
Every time I see that meme, I literally think of me. I'm like, yes, I just want to go to Aruba and meet a man.
But then what if you fall in love? Then you suck down there, or then you're going to have to go back and forth, or what?
I mean, I can help him get a green card. Okay. This is bae. We're meant to be.
You know what, though? A lot of people do say that they've met their match across the water, or that, like, especially New Yorkers, we're like, yo, I don't think my man is here. Like, he might be in London, for example. So that was another trip, believe it or not, that I have trying to plan this year, because way too many of my friends said, Kim, I think your man is in London. So I don't know. I might have to take that trip. And then, yeah, you might have to, you know, you might meet your dude on vacation, so to speak, and then try to figure something out. Who knows? You moving to London or he moving to New York? You'll see what happens.
I mean, I think that's probably one of the best benefits of the solo trip too. Like, you never know what experience you can have, you know, on that solo trip. You can very well meet somebody in the lobby of your hotel or hanging out or on an excursion.
Absolutely. Absolutely. While you're sitting around, while you're sitting at home thinking that you can't find yourself a man, listen, sis, you know how large this globe is? Like, get out there. He's out there. He just might not be in New York. He might not be in Brooklyn. That's all.
Well, there it is. I'm your girl, Candace Lauren.
And as always, Kimmy So Brooklyn here. Another dating disaster. Thanks for listening.
ADD.